Well, today we're talking a little bit about an operation that's been going on for a long, long time. 76th annual Operation T-Bone going on in Audubon County here this weekend. And we want to talk a little bit about that with Derek Deist, who joins us this morning. Derek is part of the organizing committee there. Hey, thanks so much for the time, Derek. We appreciate it.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Yeah, 76th annual. Boy, it's a lot of pressure continuing this tradition as it's had such a rich history.
Yes, yeah, it's been going a long time here in Audubon County, and we're happy to get forward and doing it again year after year, and hopefully adding a couple new things every year.
Yeah, well, as we all know, those that have followed the history, it's changed an awful lot over time, but the emphasis is still there. It's promoting the local beef industry.
Yes, that's correct. That's the purpose of Operation T-Bone and the T-Bone Committee is to promote beef everywhere in the area and, you know, do what we can to make it a little more attractive to people to buy beef and help out our cattle producers around here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the events going on. Friday, some activities going on, especially in the evening. It's kind of a start of a celebration weekend.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, Friday kicks it all off. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the majority of the festivities. So, yeah, Friday we have the Albert's Old Fashioned Picnic down in right next to Albert the Bull. The PEO puts that on, and that's always a good time, good meal. And then we have the figure eight races at the fairgrounds. Those just always have a built-in audience, and everybody enjoys them. And the special thing about Friday is there's fireworks after the figure eights. That's the thing that T-Bone adds to the figure eights.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about this is it's like a lot of other festivals around the area, and that it's not just the locals that can participate. Anybody can come out and have fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you'll definitely see that at the figure eight races. Those draw people from all around western southern Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, folks come out from a long way. Well, Saturday, of course, August 1st is the big day. A lot of activities centered around the park there in Audubon. You've got a little bit of everything there.
Yes, yeah, we sure do. We have, it's back again this year, the 5K Fun Run. Jason Zeiger is organizing that and putting that on, so it's nice to have a morning run, whether it's just the Fun Run or the 5K, that's available for people to do. A nice little casual race to get you excited about T-Bone Days. We also have the Good Neighbor Breakfast in the morning at the Memorial Building. We have the car show that John Hansen puts on. He does a fabulous job with that. I don't think we could find anyone to do a better job with that. We have the tractor exhibition. They'll be up and down Main Street, sponsored by Anderson Farms. That's always fun to see. Bob Bloom organizes that and does a great job with that. But those are the main things that we have there in the morning besides the vendors, the face painting for the kids, and you know, of course, then you get into the food and the parade.
Absolutely. We love those things. Tell me a little bit more about the car show and the tractor exhibition. Do folks have to register early to participate?
They can, not really early, but they can register the day of. They check in that day. If you look at our sign up or our schedule of events, you'll see that the times to go in and show up a little early and register and get your spot. But it's always a good time, and there's always some cool cars and tractors that our kind of county area residents bring in, and a lot of them you get to see in the parade, but you can see them before the parade and kind of get a better look and walk around them at the car show and the tractor exhibition.
Yeah. Do you get pretty good participation in those?
Yes, we do. Especially John Hansen has done a great job with the car show the last few years, so he has done, you know, he has sponsors prizes, and he just makes it a really professional event. And Bob Bloom with the tractor show, you know, that's it's a little more casual. You know, there's just tractors to look at and walk around and talk to the owners. The owners are usually standing right next to them, and you know, they're kind of historical tractors, and can talk about how they were used in the good old days, and you know, what changes have been made on tractors throughout the years, and it's just a good time for people.
Yeah, well, whether it's cars or tractors, they're pretty proud of them. They like to brag about them, so ask lots of questions. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. They're all shined up and looking their best.
All right, very good. Well, yeah, you mentioned plenty of food, but I want to get to the parade here too. Tell me about your Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal this year is Charlie Hansen. Charlie has been here for his entire life. He's a great supporter in the community for the T-Bone Committee. He donated, I know Charlie and Joni donated a one-room schoolhouse that's down at Nathaniel Hamlin Park long time ago. So they've always been great members of the community, and Charlie has always fed cattle, and his son Greg and his grandsons, they feed cattle. So he's just a great representation of the county, and so we honored him this year with the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, well, that's a nice opportunity to recognize someone who's meant so much to the local community, and as during the parade. And then the parade is a big deal. That's a 1 o'clock start time. Anything special with the parade this year? Will you use the same route?
We will use the exact same route. I don't think we've changed the route in years. So the same route, I guess the only thing that changes are, you know, the entries year to year. So there's always new things to see that'll be entered. Like I said, a lot of the tractors and the cars that are in the car show, they'll be going through there. So that's your chance to see them, even if you didn't make it down early enough to see them down by Main Street.
You bet. And anyone can participate.
Yep, correct. Anyone can participate, and you don't need to register ahead of time for the parade either. Just show up 11:30 at Chambers Bin Site, and they'll get you set up and registered and in line for the parade.
Okay, and I did see a note here about candy. They would prefer that it be given out instead of tossed.
Yes, correct. That's been the rule for quite a few years now.
All right. Safety first. Always safety first. Very good. And plenty of shade
right.
along the
yep.
route. So find your favorite spot and camp out there. Excellent.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we got to have great food when we have an event like this, and we're talking about beef, so I assume beef is the focal point.
Yes. Yeah. The T-Bone Committee will be serving, and all we serve is beef. So we will have our famous steak sandwiches. We'll have cheeseburgers, hamburgers, and hot dogs. You know, everything comes with chips and water. So no, we'll be doing our thing that we always do, and you know, we've made a lot of steak sandwiches, and we hope we can, you know, not sell out too quickly. We hope we can make it till the parade starts. We can be selling steak sandwiches the whole time and not run out. But we do get quite a big line.
Yeah. As the day moves on after the parade, I see you've got a number of different types of entertainment for folks to enjoy.
Yes, yeah, we have some entertainment up in the square. Dr. Dave, one-man band, is at Vic's Main Tap. Then up at the square, we'll have Ryan Ehrenholz performing music. The new thing this year, or one of the new things, is we'll have a family foam dance party up at the square, thanks to a lot of generous contributors from the community. We've added that this year, so that'll be something for the littles to go do, and something that gets them a little excited and adds a little something for them. It's not just for the adults.
Yeah, most of the day, of course, is meant to be a family type activity. A lot of these things are family things you can do as a group, as families and things. Of course, we get into the evening beer garden and some entertainment at night with Aiden Flathers. Those things, well, it gets a little late for the young ones, so the adults can enjoy.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, Vic's Main Tap does a great job with our beer garden, and they've booked Aiden Mac Flathers, who is a Audubon County homegrown guy, and plays some great music, so he'll be performing at Vic's Main Tap Saturday night.
You bet. Sunday morning, breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station. How important is that to raise funds?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, see, they're working on a new fire station, and so continuing to fundraise for that. And, you know, Sunday is just a day after the whole busy weekend where nobody wants to get up and make breakfast, so the firemen are nice enough to put that on and take care of breakfast for the entire community that day. And you know, they do a great job. It's a great service to the entire county and helps out surrounding counties. So and just besides that, they're always capable volunteers for events like this. Whenever we need extra help, the firemen are always willing to step in and lend a hand.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I can't overlook, Derek, during the course of the weekend, too, a lot of retailers around the area will be having opportunities for folks to save a couple of bucks.
Yes, that's correct. Just because of it's our annual town festival, we'll have quite a bit of foot traffic you know, throughout town. So the retailers take advantage of that and have some good sales. So please support our local retailers, and you know, be patient with them as they might be serving quite a few customers this weekend.
Well, we hope so. That's the plan. Very good. All right.
Well, yep.
76th annual Operation T-Bone in Audubon is this weekend, July 31st through August 2nd, and they don't close the doors. They keep them wide open for anybody to participate. So if you don't have other plans, make sure you stop on by and enjoy all that happens. And again, the parade starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday in Audubon. Derek Deist has been with us this morning. Derek, thanks so much for helping this morning visit a little bit, and also for all the work that you and the committee do.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for inviting me, and I hope everybody has enjoyable T-Bone days this year.